To become an accountant, one must go to business school, then take the CPA exam. To become a lawyer, one goes to law school, then takes the bar exam. But how does one become a police officer? I visited the Rogers Police Department to find out. The Rogers Police Department employs 96 officers, but the city allows for them to have 105 officers. Next month, on February 6th, the department will be holding an entry-level police officer examination, and they're looking for people from all walks of life to try out. Potential officers must be at least a 21-year-old U.S. citizen with no felonies and at least a high school degree. Keith Foster is the communications officer with the Rogers Police Department. He says the biggest requirement is to have a good character.
You know, for us, character, integrity, that's kind of the, that's everything in our career. And everything we do is based off our integrity. And once we lose that integrity, we're ineffective as an officer. We can teach you the skills to be a police officer, but we can't teach someone to have good character. They either have it or they don't.
Being a policeman is much more than blue lights and a badge. Good communication skills are key.
You're either on the scene somewhere and you're talking with someone and you're trying to find out exactly what happened, you know, to get their side of the story. And you have to be, you know, work one way with victims. And then when you get someone that's a suspect, you know, then you kind of may kick into an interrogation phase. And so being able to make those transitions back and forth and being able to talk to them in the different ways. And then let's say you go through and you figure everything out and you go ahead and you arrest the suspect in that. Well, then you've got to come back and you've got to be able to write a good report.
It doesn't matter how well an investigation was conducted if a proper report cannot be written. A bad report means a bad guy is going to go free. Foster says a good officer will write everything down in anticipation of legal scrutiny.
The judge sees them, the defense sees them, the prosecution sees them, and they go through and they get nitpicked. So we have to make sure that when we're going through and doing those reports, everything is in there, that we do everything accurate, and we try to put as much in there as possible because, you know, for us, when we get on in court, if it's not in the report, it didn't happen. You can't sit there and later say, oh, wait, I remember this. Well, it's not in the report, so that does you no good.
Foster says about 50 people will sign up to take the test, and of those, 35 will actually show up on February 6th. The written exam consists of English, following directions, attention to detail, and ability to follow a map. When finished, the written test is graded immediately, and while it's being graded, the prospects head outside for physical agility testing.
You'll start from the ground with a kneeling position, and you'll stand up. You'll run over, you'll run up and down a flight of stairs a couple times, kind of, you know, getting your heart rate up. Then we have a machine that we kind of go over that you get to fight with. And then from there, you'll do a sprint for a certain distance. Then you'll come back. We have a body drag, which is basically a dummy, and you've got to drag it so many feet. Now, it's supposed to be, I think, like 180 pounds, but come on, it's got wet sand in there, so it's probably closer to 200 somewhere in there. And then after you've done all that, you're exhausted, you got your heart rate up, we've got a stand with basically it's a bar with a circle on top, and we have a pistol, and you'll pull the pistol 17 times with one hand and then switch the other and then do 16 on that. And just to see, can you keep it in the circle? After you've got your heart rate up, can you calm yourself enough to be able to do that?
It's an unloaded gun, but in the line of duty, there will be bullets. An officer would also have on a bulletproof vest, so the test takers must also don one. It weighs about 20 pounds. The department will lose about 10 prospects in this testing stage, leaving 25 remaining to go on to interviews with both the Civil Service Commission and command officers in the department. 10 to 15 people pass the interviews and move on to the background check, psych evaluations, and polygraph test. All in all, only 2 or 3 people will make it through this process and actually be hired by the Rogers Police Department. But you're not done yet. A new officer will be sent to one of 2 police academies in the state, either in Camden or Elm Springs. The academies are run by the state of Arkansas, but they do use a lot of local police officers to teach classes. It's actually a lot of classroom work, learning different laws, the math and physics of accident investigation, and evidently, it's nothing like the 1984 film Police Academy. Foster tells people if the only thing you know about law enforcement is what you see on TV and in the movies, then you don't know anything about law enforcement at all. That's just Hollywood.
I've seen talking dogs and flying cats in the movies. It doesn't mean they're really there. So don't believe that stuff that you see in the theater. It's never accurate.
Foster says he can't watch serious police dramas like Law & Order or CSI because he nitpicks them too much. But he does like the funny ones, like Super Troopers. New officers don't just hit the road as soon as they graduate from the police academy. They ride along with a training officer, observing their actions and watching them take the theory of doing the job and applying that theory. Over the 3-month period, new officers spend time with a few different training officers, all the while receiving reviews and evaluations of their own work. Officer Foster says one of the great things about entering law enforcement is this is all paid training.
You know, if you want to go learn a lot of occupations, you've got to spend your time and money to go do that, right? So you want to be a teacher. Well, you got to spend your money to go to the university, get your teaching degree. You want to be a plumber or electrician. You got to spend your time and your money to go and learn those skills and those trades. Well, with us, once you make it through that hiring process and the interview process, and we go ahead and hire you, from that moment on, you're being paid. You're a paid employee of the department. We pay to send you to training. We buy all your equipment. We buy your uniforms. You get insurance. You're collecting vacation. All that stuff. You're fully employed by us at that point.
So where does a cop learn that authoritative attitude?
You know, I keep thinking of Cartman from South Park. I'm a cop and you will respect my authority. No, there's no training on that. We don't have a classroom for it. But you do have to have, you know, we call it that command presence. And you're on the scene and it's chaos and it's crazy. You've got to be that solid, steady person. And so, you know, I've said before, you know, we don't really have a sense of humor, which isn't true. We have a sense of humor about stuff, but we're trying to do everything right.
Communications officer Keith Foster was 30 when he became an officer of the law. Having been in the Army, law enforcement seemed a good fit. An entry-level police officer examination will be given at the Rogers Police Department February 6th. To be eligible to test, applications must be turned in by January 27th at 4 p.m. For more information about a career with the Rogers Police Department, visit the website rogersarkansas.com/police.